Dis 11:40 en jy is ingeskakel by KCFM en ons is verskriklik opgewonde op hierdie Feel Good Friday veral omdat die volgende gas wat nou hier voor my sit vir my verskriklik 'n voorreg is om hom in die ateljee te hê. And I can't wait to introduce you to Amelia. So Amelia, welcome in the studio.
Thank you, Amelia. It's an honor to be here. Good morning, listeners.
So Amelia and I met through the SACBW as well, the South African Council of Businesswomen, and I invited her to come and speak at one of our events in Cape Town for the month of April, and that's where I met Amelia. She was a speaker earlier in the year, and I saw her topic and got her energy, and then I said, no, we need to bring this to Cape Town as well. And the theme of April was authenticity, and she spoke about her book, Oops, I Bloomed Again. And then Amelia, in collaboration with Karen Malk Kinstra, they invited me to the South African Week of Fashion in Cape Town that happened last weekend. So we all connected there. That's actually where I also met Luciana. That was one of our interviews yesterday. So Amelia, let's start at the beginning. Who is Amelia Fisagie? Beyond this title of being an author.
Thanks, Arnelda. Well, in a nutshell, I'm someone who believes in blooming through every season of life. I think I'm a storyteller at heart, a creative, and someone who is very passionate about helping others and see that their mess can become something meaningful. So my journey has not always been perfect, but hell, every step of the way, I think it was really an authentic journey. And that's where the magic comes from. And I am a mom. I feel honored to be an entrepreneur, a facilitator. But underneath all of that, I'm someone who has lived through real seasons. Some were beautiful and full of joy, and others deep, please stretching me, and sometimes even painful. And I think those seasons have shaped me more than any than the other previous ones could. And I think I often call myself a real life bloomer because my life has been exactly that, a journey of blooming, pausing, breaking a little, healing, and blooming again. And I say that with very honesty, because for me, blooming has never meant having everything together. It was meant choosing not to give up on yourself or on myself or people around me. And even that, when life didn't look the way I thought it would, I bloomed even through that journey.
I really love that. And just looking into your eyes while you're speaking, I can see you blooming. And I love that about you. Now, your book, Oops, I Bloomed Again, that clearly touched people. So what is the core message that you want listeners to take away from what your book is all about?
I think blooming is not a once-off event. It's something that we do again and again, after the other, even after setbacks. And I think this book is really about giving yourself permission to grow, to start over, and to trust that even in that unexpected path, your story can turn into something blooming and beautiful.
Now, that theme of authenticity seems to be a thread through everything that you do. What does living authentically actually look like in your everyday life?
It's about alignment, Arnelda. Making sure that what I feel inside matches every step that I take out in the outside world. It's choosing honesty, over perfection, I think, and showing up every day as I am, even when it is uncomfortable. That's where the real connection and growth takes place.
I really feel that. I got goosebumps while you answered that question now. Now, let's talk a bit about the powerful and how powerful collaboration is. So it's said that nothing in life is a coincidence,
mm-hmm.
and mostly and certainly when the paths of Amelia and Karen crossed in 2023 at a groundbreaking initiative at the AmaZulu African Palace, so exciting, the stars were really aligned. Can you take us back to that first meeting? What did you recognize in each other?
You know what? I believe that people have colors of bubbles around them. And some of the people just connect. And that's what happened with Karen and myself. We just had this amazing energy and instant recognition of the beautiful assets between us. And almost as if we spoke some type of creative language. We both had that deep passion to uplift others and not being afraid to do things differently. And it was not forced. I just think it was such a natural evolving process and that it was actually meant to be like that.
It sounds like things moved very quickly between the two of you. From that connection to a collaboration. The same with the two of us, right? Here we're sitting today. So how did that evolve just so naturally?
The main thing is to not overthink things. We followed the energy and the excitement of creating something. And we shared some passion and some ideas. And what started off as an idea for a wardrobe grew quickly. And we realized that we've got so many more things that we can do. And our worlds and creativity, something that tells a story. And even in the fashion shows, the words actually just came to life through the designs and our experiences.
So for someone listening right now who feels stuck or afraid to step into something new, what would you say to them?
I would say you don't need to have everything figured out immediately and in the beginning. Start where you are, use what you have and build on that. Sometimes the smallest step in what unlocks us to build ourselves. And trust your process. Trust where you are, and your version of blooming will look different than ours. And that's exactly how it's meant to be.
Well, Amelia, I wish I could talk to you for another half an hour. But finally, just before we let you go, what's next? What can people look forward to from you and from this dynamic duo?
Oh, Arnalda, expect more color, more creativity, and definitely more collaboration. We're working on new designs, new experiences, and ways to bring people into what we are building. It's about growth without limits. And we are excited to take everyone along on that journey.
And where can listeners connect with you or get your book and follow your journey?
This is very exciting. We have a new website that's been launched yesterday. It's oopsbloomingclub.co.za. And if you would like to contact me on WhatsApp, my number is 076-850-9354. And you can send me an email on info@oopsbloomingclub.co.za.
Thank you so much, Amelia. And to our listeners, if today sparks something in you, here is your moment. We are also giving away a free copy of Oops, I Bloomed Again, because one story can shift everything. Mm-hmm. So keep listening to find out how to enter. And next time we start a new journey, and it's called Bloom Where You Planted. So Amelia will be back next week, Wednesday, in my slot. I used to be interviewed every Wednesday, and now you'll listen to Amelia on Wednesday. So, because what if you are placed right now exactly where your next breakthrough begins.
Thank you,
Amelia. Thank you so much. And we're going for a quick ad break, and then we'll be back.